I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, a Russian rebellion leads to uncertainty. Stick around for the full story. Then later, starvation becomes a pressing issue in Haiti. We'll talk about how one ministry is being part of the solution in just a few moments. But first, questions surround the alleged uprising against Russia's government. Evgeny Prigozhin, head of the pro-Russian Wagner Group, moved a few tanks toward Moscow on Saturday after calling for a rebellion. Russia's military has roughly 1 million active personnel, so mercenaries had no real chance at victory. Russian authorities detained Prigozhin and charged him with inciting an armed revolt, but dropped the investigation yesterday. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says,
one of the challenges we have, what they term the fog of war, it's very difficult to see the dynamics of what was really happening. Much of what we see in the media is watching from the outside. But what was happening on the inside was probably different.
Wagner fighters were told to set up shop in Belarus, join the Russian military, or go home. This incident may or may not affect Russia's war in Ukraine long term, but one thing is clear.
The situation on the ground remains unchanged. As many as 1,000 men are dying every day in the midst of the war that we have all seen for a year and a half.
You can help SGA bring hope to the hopeless. We'll help you find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
SGA continues to be focused on serving the churches on the front line. In the middle of these very difficult days, people are coming to faith. We're seeing churches that had 10 or 15 people now have 100 people.
Meanwhile, people escaping the fighting in Khartoum are creating a different kind of crisis in South Sudan. Roughly 50,000 Sudanese refugees have fled to South Sudan, but when you put people from different tribal groups in the same refugee camp and throw in a dose of fear and anxiety, it's no surprise tensions are boiling over. Krista Bisadecki with Child Evangelism Fellowship says,
in many of these regions, there's a lot of hostility. Even in the city of Malakal, Thursday morning, there were 13 people killed in a conflict in the United Nations refugee camp. And then orphanages are being evacuated, children displaced.
CEF is sharing Jesus with kids in South Sudan's refugee camps. It's a critical ministry you can pray into.
We can definitely be praying for our CEF staff for physical protection over them as they travel into those areas and minister to those children in refugee camps, new ones that are forming and then existing ones as well. And then praying for refugee families, especially the children, that they would have an opportunity to hear the good news while they are in those camps. And then that the Lord would provide finances as well for our staff to be able to travel to expand the ministry in some of those northern areas.
And food insecurity now affects about 40% of Haiti's population, according to UNICEF. For Haiti with Love supports struggling families in Cap-Haitien and the surrounding rural area with a recent shipment of food. Rosalind DeHart says,
we are feeding about 200 to 500 people. So we're hoping it will last a year.
The situation has gotten more critical since we brought the food crisis to your attention 3 months ago. Since then, DeHart says donors funded the shipment from Feed My Starving Children, and it arrived successfully to its destination.
Thank you to our donors and everybody that donated. That food is at the headquarters in Haiti, helping the hunger people in Haiti.
The food program is an addition to the Burden Clinic for Haiti with Love, already operates at no charge. They don't turn patients away and even receive some referred from hospitals. Both services provide many opportunities for the staff to be witnesses for Christ.
We tell them that it's all because of God that we are here to be able to feed them. And they always ask us about who God and Jesus, who Jesus is.
For Haiti with Love needs ongoing support to continue serving Haitians. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We are God's hands and feet in Haiti. We try as best as we can to help as many people as we can.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.